mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you very much for tuning in today. It is Friday, the 30th day of July, 2004. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You can listen anywhere in the world on the Internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, get our weekly TV reports, the best radio interviews, text reports, all my films, and other great documentaries for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, listening to the radio show is free. That's a great expense to the network. We appreciate that. But we're about to go to these loaded phone lines you've been holding very patiently, and then there's a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet, and I've mentioned some of it, but it's coming up. We'll also recap some of the top stories. Vince in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're up next.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, Vince.
All right. You know, I've looked at your on your website, The Road to Tyranny. I think it's you've got a book out on that, and PrisonPlanet.com.
Yes, sir.
And I really agree with you, but let me tell you, I moved back on the east side of Indianapolis about 2 years ago, and there's a friend of ours down the street. Now, he defended himself against a crime. It was these two thugs who the juvenile justice system basically got back out where they shouldn't be back out, tried to take this man's car. He got sliced by one of the kids. He pulled his .45 out, shot both of them at point-blank range in the head.
Good.
But, you know, they tried to prosecute him on murder. Well, they lost the jury trial. The city of Indianapolis and the state of Indiana.
I want to hear this, Vince, but your cell phone's breaking up, brother.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
And they said that this man won a victory with the government. Don't think that they kind of just let him go and let him go on too far.
Vince, unfortunately, it's unintelligible. Tell me if I heard this right. He defended himself after being stabbed. He blew two of these thugs away that were trying to kill him. They've tried to prosecute him in Indianapolis, but with the jury trial, he won, and they're saying he defeated the government. I never even read the article last week. I dropped the ball. It was Associated Press out of Los Angeles. No, Newsday. The guys attack him at his home. He chases him outside, shoots one of them, injures him, and then now they've arrested him. And have indicted him. I mean, that's craziness. Go ahead. Now, is that what you were saying?
Basically the same thing, but, you know, they're not finished with him because, you know, he owns his property outright. Well, his insurance company, you know, who the insurance companies are in collusion with the government anyways, have canceled his insurance. But he won't lose his home, but what they have done is they have now come in and said, well, it doesn't meet building code violations. You know, and he refused to let
Why? Now, so they stab him, he shoots them, and then they're harassing him.
Yeah, they're harassing him now, and then the gentleman that defended him, or helped, his lawyer that defended him, well, see, he charged only the expenses. Basically, he went pro bono. This man really couldn't afford a lawyer. But they've disbarred his lawyer for unethical practices, quote unquote, in front of the
state. Well, look, in England, you can shoot somebody who's robbed you three times. You can shoot them in your bedroom, and you go to prison for 50 years. Why don't you walk down the street and call back in and get your friend on the show? I'd like to have him on.
Yeah, I've tried, but he doesn't want to go out in front of the public.
Well, that's why they're going to cook him. They're going to, you know, if he hides at his house, they're going to, you know. This is disgusting that they're abusing him like this, but I see these reports every week now in America.
Yeah, I mean, there was a kid now who worked for Pizza Hut. I don't know if I said it, but he defended himself against a robbery. Pizza Hut fired him. Now he's having trouble getting a job. He went in front of the EEOC Commission here in the state of Indiana.
Great points. Thanks for the call. We'll be back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes and 25 seconds into hour number 3. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I've gotten desensitized to the point that when I see these articles every few days, if you go to like keepandbeararms.com, the best Second Amendment site I know of, they must post like 80, 100, I don't know, the average is probably about 80 stories a day. And I'd say 4 or 5 of them every day are man shoots burglar in house, is arrested. Woman shoots stalker who in park, who'd been following her for a year, who tackled her. She pulls semi-automatic 25 out of fanny pack, shoots him twice. He's in critical condition. She's arrested on the spot, you know. Just over and over and over. And we even had this old railroad worker on. I guess it was about 5 years ago. It was in Virginia. Was it in Virginia? Yeah. And he was in his house, in his underwear. He was 80-plus years old. He may have even been like 90. I remember he was just really old. The guy was... And he was so senile, you know, nice old guy, but he could hardly even get his points out on air. And he was a World War II vet, railroad guy, just all this stuff. And they'd robbed him a couple times. I ought to see if he's still alive, get him back on. I think he was like, I don't remember, he was really old. I think he was in his 90s, actually. I'm going from memory on this. But we had him on, And it was in the paper. It admitted that they brought him a few times, so he got out an old pistol, had it in his drawer, and they came in with guns and were robbing him again and beating him up. And when they turned their backs, he pulled a gun out and shot them both and killed one. The other ran off. And they arrested him. And last time I talked to him and his lawyer, he was indicted. And then I just moved on. You know, I don't know ever know what happened to the old man. Yeah, let's put, it was like 89 or something. I don't remember. It was just incredible. It was an old guy. And, you know, some folks at 89 are sharp as a tack and, you know, smarter than I am. And others, you know, get a little bit dotty. And he was just a dotty old guy, but they admitted he just shot him in his own bedroom. They'd robbed him before and beat him up, and they came back and he killed one of them. And so, I mean, we're putting old men in jail that shoot thugs? I mean, do I have to explain how that's wrong, how that's un-American, how that's ridiculous? And the cops will come after you viciously. And I don't mean the cops on the ground. I mean their superiors. You know, arrest that man. Well, let me just tell you something. Somebody comes in my house and tries to do me harm. Now, if some lunatic busted in my house and thought that he was, Joan of Arc or something and was slobbering, I would try to tackle him or call the police or get out of the house. But if somebody was busting in, you know, with a black mask and the crowbar and comes after me, I'm going to kill them. In fact, if you come in my house, I'm going to kill you. But I guess I'll go to jail. But there's not a lot of home break-ins and home invasions when people are home in Texas because most people got guns. But they're trying to send the message that if you defend yourself, you're going to prison. And it's not just Australia and England that are doing this now. It's the United States. I mean, I see these articles every day. If I want to go look at them, they're there. And just another example. But the police will tell you that they have no responsibility, no liability to protect you. And I actually agree with that. I mean, how can a police officer be everywhere at every time and protect you? It's your job to protect yourself. But the same cops that will admit that will tell people in many states that they can't defend themselves. Now, I want to ask the police something. How would you like being in your home without a gun? And for all these domesticated people that just live in fear with five deadbolts, having a gun doesn't mean you live in fear. It means you live in empowerment. It means that you live in a realm of being effective and assertive and powerful in a defensive mode. It is your responsibility. And if you don't know how to shoot a gun, go take a couple safety courses. Take your wife with you. Get an instant access pistol safe that your children cannot get into. Takes about 3 seconds for you to get into it. And have a couple of instant access pistol safes around the house. And then put your children in some gun safety courses and teach them how to use them later. And then you're going to have a safe home. Now, that's just the facts. I don't know how people could live in New York with two doors and five deadbolts and cowering in fear and just the highest crime rates in the country where they have these gun bans. And the criminals just love it. And the government doesn't want you armed because they want you at the mercy of the criminals and the government. All right, I don't want to get off into a ranting, raving diatribe, but, Vince brings up these cases, and I was aware of one of the cases in Indianapolis he mentioned, but not the other. But, yeah, I've seen those where you kill somebody or injure someone who's attacking you in your home or in your driveway, and they stab you, they hit you, I've seen women get in trouble for shooting rapists, folks, because the police come and the rapist is running out the door and the woman gets the gun and shoots him. You know, well, he was running. You shouldn't have killed him. Oh, yeah, what if the cop's running back into the house and he comes upon you? The cops will kill the person if they're armed. Why shouldn't we be able to? Are police better than us? Okay, let's go ahead. And I thought you worked for us. Steve in Kansas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir.
Oh, you opened up a can of worms with that. I won't go into it with you. I'm temporarily right now disabled, and I have my 9 by my side all the time because, you know, I can't run to get to an instant safety box. So I just carry it with me all the time. As far as the gentleman that you spoke with earlier, he was talking about, you know, being more liberal. I mean, being more cautious on who he gave his tapes out to. And I'm starting to, you know, have to agree with him because, you know, the people that I've given them out to, I talked to my aunt last night. They were coming over for my daughter's birthday this Sunday, and they were watching the Democratic convention. I said, you're going to spend, you're spending, you know, 2 hours. I mean, I watched a little bit of it just so I could see what he was talking about. And you got to stay up on, you know, keep your enemies close. But she actually hung up on me because I told them that it doesn't matter whether you vote for Kerry or you vote for Bush. It doesn't matter. Have you watched any of my tapes? No. You're going to spend 2 hours there. Why don't you spend 30 minutes watching a tape that I went and sent you? And she just hung up. And they don't want to come over now.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in sales?
No.
Well, I haven't been in much, but I've been in some. And I've, you know, taken a marketing class. And it's well known that it is harder to sell family or friends something than it is a complete stranger. And, you know, I say give copies to family and friends because that's obviously who you care about. But frankly, statistically, you have twice the response with people that don't even know you. They have, family has baggage, and they think you're trying to instruct them. They think you're saying you're smarter than them because most people who are into politics, it's about being smart, being cool, knowing more than other people. It's not about living free, being involved. And so to them, they were probably shallow and thought you were secretly some Republican or something. And, you know, they're having some emotional glee at the time. And they're associating their personal power through Kerry. And so they don't want to hear you. So I would tell you, move on. I'd call them up and say, look, don't worry about it. I know you were caught up in that. I love you. That's why I gave you a copy of it. It's really important stuff. You know, why don't you, you know, don't be bitter with your family. Go ahead and invite them on back over. Just laugh at them. I wouldn't let it get so serious. And then move on to the neighbors, you know, the, you know, groups like that, the police officer down the street. Move on. I wouldn't waste your time on, you know, if somebody laughs at you or doesn't want to watch a video, just move on. But I appreciate you making the effort, Steve.
I'll keep on doing it, buddy.
Well, God bless you. Good to hear from you. Look, it's the thought that counts. You know, it's the mere putting yourself into gear, taking action, getting off the bench. You did that. Every time you line up, are you going to make a touchdown? No, you're not. But you keep driving down the field. You keep your sights forward. You keep firing the guns in the info war. You're going to damage the New World Order. You can be absolutely assured of that. I don't stop, folks. I just keep firing in the general direction of the New World Order, and it's effective. Let's talk to Cal in Florida. Cal, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Got you another police state story here.
All righty.
Okay. Seems that there's a little town named Saraland, Alabama, just north of Mobile, and I heard this on Channel 5 last night. And they're on U.S. 43 highway, which is within a mile and a half of Interstate 65. So they're over on 65 stopping and searching cars, supposedly for dope and contraband and what have you. And guess what they got on their, what kind of sign they got on their car door?
National Police.
No, sir. Interstate Terrorist Police. That was the sign they actually had on the door of their car, Interstate Terrorist Police. And that was on Channel 5 television in Florida yesterday.
I tell you what, stay there, Cal. I'm glad you've held the last 45 minutes to tell us this. And again, all crime is terrorism. And so whether it's Texas or Kansas or Alabama, they just stop the whole highway, throw your stuff out on the road, and It's to fight the terrorist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to men, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once, and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I didn't just start laying out what was going to happen yesterday. I've been on the air now for 10 years, and 8 years ago I figured out they were gearing up a secret police system, checkpoints, secret arrest, all crimes considered terrorism. This is the system. They're going to build hardened checkpoints that are paid for by toll roads. You're going to be searched every day, everywhere you go. I'm not kidding. They're going to wear black ski masks. They're not going to have badges. It's going to say National Police. They've already been out on the roads, and now we're hearing about interstate anti-terror police. And we're talking to Cal, then we'll go to William and Dennis and Rick and John and others. But, Cal, you're there in Florida. You say Channel 5 News. Is that ABC, NBC?
CBS.
What town are you in?
Pensacola.
Pensacola. Okay, so I can go.
Yeah.
I just want to go find that online or somebody
okay.
can email it to me.
It's Thursday the 29th, 5 p.m. news.
Well, I'd imagine that's online somewhere. And then it said a town north of you in Alabama.
It's,
did it say they were state police or federal or what?
Okay, this is the town of Saraland, S-A-R-A-L-A-N-D, Alabama. It's just north of Mobile. And
Saraland.
Saraland, yes.
And it said that this was the locals' police are called Interstate Anti-Terror.
The local police on the back of the car, it said Saraland Police in small letters on the door and big. With a big sign on the door said Interstate, not anti-terrorist, terrorist, Interstate Terrorist Police.
Well, that means between states. So
that's the way I see it now.
Quietly, they're federalizing a lot of police departments. Go ahead.
Well, here's the catch that they use there, it seems to me, is they are on Highway 43, which is not, well, it's within a mile and a half of Interstate 65. So by using the interstate, sort of slyly alluding to the interstate highway, they put Interstate Terrorist Police. And that, as I say, was on Channel 5 News yesterday, the 29th of July.
And they just had the cars stopped enjoying themselves.
Oh, they were stopped searching people and had their... You know, step out on the road and things like that.
And then they claim it's for dope, but it says terrorism.
Right.
Well, it's like the Homeland Security cameras going up nationwide. Oh, it's to fight terror and crime. And, you know, all of this, it's just... So, did the newscast say it was just wonderful, or...?
Well, they didn't make too many comments other than they came in there with some... thoughts that it was a really good thing they were going to catch these dope hustlers and all that. So that was basically what they made out of it, that they was after the dope people. But the sign on the door says Interstate Terrorist Police. And they were definitely out there on the interstate, which they're on Highway 43. They're not on the interstate. Highway 65 north, Interstate 65, which goes to Montgomery and Birmingham up through Alabama, apparently it looks to me like if you're near an interstate, you just get your little town's police cars, paying Interstate Terrorist Police, and go out there and hassle people on the highway on the interstate.
Well, I would imagine that this is some type of federal grant. They're federalizing. I mean, they publicly last year federalized New Orleans.
I know about that, yes.
They just said we're federally run in the story, and it's happening all over the country, and just incredible, Cal. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I got one more idea for you, Ellie.
Sure.
If they put that cage up there with protesters in it for the Republican convention, I suggest that all of the protesters find them a convict, one of these convict uniforms and convict suits and wear that out there. That should get a little attention.
All no, that's a good idea.
Wear convict uniforms.
But see, that's conscious. The globalists don't want it to be conscious. The subconscious image and message is you're a criminal, you protest, you're some type of ten-headed kook, because if you protest, you go inside a cage.
I think being in a cage and in the convict suit ought to make some kind of a point, though.
I think it will, sir. Good, great points. Are you still there, Cal?
I'm still here.
Did you ever think you'd see America with protesters in cages and checkpoints on the highways?
Yes, for a number of years, quite a number of years now, I believed it would happen this way. And it will get a lot worse.
But they're just keeping us safe from terrorists. You know, it's funny, though. The bigger their drug war gets, the more drugs are on the streets.
Well, you know, war against illiteracy, more illiterate. War against dope, more dope.
That's right, we'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
My friends, use your common sense. Who stands to gain from the terrorism? Who gets control and power? Then you look at the evidence, and oh boy, it's just who we thought it would be. It's just who has the motive. But people can't get past the childish psychology they're under. And then we watch more and more control, more and more cameras, more and more militarized police, more and more of an arrogant attitude towards us, more and more loss of freedom. And the more freedom we give up, the worse it gets. And I was watching the 9/11 Whitewash Terrorist Commission before a Senate panel today, and they were saying, we need to have the CIA take over the whole government, have its own funding, run things on top of Homeland Security. We need to do all of this, but still, bigger attacks are coming. We can't stop that. All we can do is have more power. Then they get more funding, even bigger attacks, more funding. It's just, it never ends. And they're admittedly using the anti-terrorism laws to go after everybody. I mean, folks involved in zoning scams, pot dealing, online gambling. I mean, just you name it. You go, I don't online gamble. I don't. Folks, every day I see articles, every day, where they're charging people at the state level with it. The feds have been in Congress and said all crime is terror. But meanwhile, the government's more and more secretive, more and more power, more and more corruption, looting of the public trust, looting, caught lying all the time. I mean, just, it's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And the average American's talking about John Kerry and George Bush. Let's hear from Kerry last night. This was edited out of a lot of the TV shows and newscasts and the official transcripts, just like they do for Bush. I wonder why they edited this out, but we got it from the original tape. This is him during his ridiculous speech last night, full of saluting and all the rest of it. Maybe you're mad at me. Maybe you got sucked into the theater. But here is your master, Long Devil, Bush's cousin, and secret society coffin mate. Here he is telling you what he plans to do with the military.
We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations. We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations.
We know who's carrying out the terrorist operations, Lord Kerry. You and your cousin. Let's go ahead now and take some calls. Let us speak with, you guys have really been patient, I appreciate it, William in Oregon. William, go ahead.
Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry we got disconnected yesterday. I heard you calling out. William, are you there? Well, I'm back today. We got disconnected.
Yes, you are. We got you on today. Go ahead.
Kerry will probably quadruple, if not go a lot higher in his terrorist issue. But to get back to Kerry, I did watch it last night just to keep abreast of things. And I noticed how they had their little spiel with the Swift boats and whatnot, and how they highlighted the fact he was there for 4 months and got shipped back to the States, which brought me back to something.
And fake bullets, fake video. It's fake. Well, it's fake. Never mind. It's fake. It's fake.
I'll tell you what. You can eat your enchilada for a minute here.
All right. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Nothing personal.
No.
It flashed me back to 1988 when Bush Sr. Ran for president. And, this has always puzzled my mind, how when he allegedly got shot down in the Pacific, there just happened to be a raft, just happened to be a submarine pop out of the water, just happened to be a destroyer with an 8mm or 16mm camera videotaping him crawling back onto the submarine. So you almost can see the preconceived notion of who were picked probably 30, 40 years ahead of time, and which brought a suspicion to my mind about Kerry, and that's basically all I want to say on that.
We have talked to folks who were on the carrier when they came back. We've gone over it. Articles have been written.
Yeah.
Bush Sr., it was his job to get the people out of the plane. And he locked them in there. No, this has even come out. Because when he went out first, that locked them in, basically. And he got out of the airplane. And then, yes, magically, they come and pick him up, and then magically there's a camera there for his skull and bones, Bohemian Grove. Daddy Senator had that nicely done. I'm not saying it's staged, but the Kerry stuff is staged. Go ahead.
Well, I think personally the thing in the Pacific had to be staged. I remember CNN a couple months ago, they had a deal where they went down to the Pacific with Bush, and he walked him through all his escapades, and none of it made sense. And I haven't seen anybody come to light to verify this stuff as a civilian, but to go back to the gentleman that called from Australia in the camps, I typed in a quick search, and I'm going to send you, the webmaster, a couple links on some of the camps that they have in Australia right now for concentration camps. And I couldn't help but notice another little article on this particular site, which is, I believe, called melbourneindymedia.org. And it's got a little article here from July 23rd. A bunch of activists in Sydney have attacked Australian Defence Force recruitment billboards. And what they wrote on the billboards, they tweaked them themselves. And this is what it says. Join the army, travel the world, meet interesting people, and kill them. And one other item. On your site, you've probably seen that outtake of the lone gunman, correct?
Where the secret government group hijacks the plane to fly to the
right.
World Trade Center for martial law.
Exactly, 6 months before 9/11. And I don't know if you've ever considered or contemplated, or if you can, post that. But I think that'd be a good thing for your listeners, because I've shown that to a lot of people and emailed it. And then when they find out it was 6 months before, I see, don't you see the subliminal plant?
Oh, but the government had no, I saw them this morning at the commission whitewash. We never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. No, it had just been in 50 newspapers.
Right. Well, I just think that's something that, you know, if you can do it and get it on there, I think on Prison Planet, whichever site you choose to do.
It is, sir.
I think it's a good thing that just seems to open up a lot of eyes for people.
It is. Go to Search Infowars.com, another website.
Oh, I've got it. I'm just, you know, it's good for the other listeners, though, so they can know and find out. Because it's really explicit. It basically says that one guy, I think the president, says, well, John, we don't have communism anymore. We have to develop a new enemy, and it's going to be terrorism. It'll last 100 years, and all the military-industrial complex will be happy campers from here to the bank.
That's why. And he goes, who's the terrorists? The government. Don't you understand, son?
Alex, enjoy your lunch.
Yeah. Just flaunting it.
Yeah, well, it, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it's like, I'm just hoping to pray. I got faith in him, and I'm hoping he can put together a coalition of the 70% that are willing to stand up for the rest of us. It's going to be... It's going to be crazy, but, you know, in the Bible, it pretty much spells it out the way it's going to go, and it's almost like, you know, the Luciferians are going to keep this planet hostage from the second coming, and it's going to be hit the button or leave us alone, and the button will get hit, and the prophecies will all come true. I hate to sound so fatalistic, but, you know, when you look at the big picture and how it's all been written, it seems like it's the pages are just unfolding. You can read them every day, and the truth gets greater and
greater. Now, come on. They say taking the microchip will keep you safe.
Yeah. Right. Well,
Pat Robertson says it's not bad.
Pat Robertson. Yeah, Jimmy Swaggart and the rest of those characters. Yeah, that's another thing. Your gentleman mentioned about the $2 that goes to the people in Australia, the people that run for office if they win and whatnot. Well, America, we do that too, and then some, because you figure the people buy the goods from the corporations that got them marked up so much, and they take their profits, which is basically subsidized by us, and they buy off the politicians. So we do it here too. It's just not as blatant.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Well, they actually have matching funds, too. We have both the systems. It's just organized bribery. And then their reform is double the amount of money corporations can give and restrict the money we can give. So it's just wonderful. Let's go now. We got to go quick here, folks. Let's talk to Dennis in Missouri. Dennis, go ahead.
You want to hear another example of brainwashing? I actually had a man say that he would put a picture of George Bush up down in his church and fall down and worship it. And he said, praise the Lord. And he wasn't joking.
That's why I said Lord Bush. No.
He was actually serious, and I looked at him, and I thought, well, don't you know that this is blasphemy? But I looked at him, and I said, well, you've got to have a brain cell in order to... Well, any comments on how sick people are?
Well, no, listen, I wish I had a tape of it. I heard it twice. Kixel, here in Austin, Texas, and that's not KCXL, our affiliate in Kansas City. No, it's Kixel in Austin. Every time I say this, they think it's one of our affiliates. No. KIXL here in Austin, the Christian station that I call the George Bush worship station, and I have friends that work there, folks. I heard this right after 9/11 twice. It would go, he's our Lord and Savior. He cares. He defends us. He's good with this patriotic, God bless America in the background. And then at the end of this minute promo, you hear George Bush's voice going, we will prevail, we will fight, we will stand against the evildoers. And then it goes, he's our Lord and Savior. He's Jesus Christ.
That's exactly what this guy was saying.
But see, they craftily play Bush's voice and then go, he's our Lord and Savior.
God.
He's Jesus Christ. Implying that George Bush, and I believe it was on national shows I heard this, so it must be national. Did anybody else hear this? George Bush is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, sure.
So, how did you get in the conversation with this guy when he said, I want to fall down and worship him?
Well, we were down there and just visiting with people and just in a normal conversation. And
was this at the church? Where was this?
Well, no, down on a plaza, down in where there's a big shopping area in a park. I just started talking politics, and we were just talking in a normal conversation. And, you know, how people do, they go from one subject to another, and then we start talking about the election. I didn't know the guy was whacked like that, and that's what he said to me in one of the conversations, and I thought he was nuts. I mean, I just looked at him, and I had nothing to say.
Let me guess. He got a glazed look, smiled euphorically, and said, I'll put a picture up of him and worship him.
Yes, how'd you guess? He had a sick look to his eyes. I mean, he really did.
Well, he was possessed by a big fat demon.
I'm not joking.
No, sir, I've seen it. No, I've had people that I know have been arrested at pro-life demonstrations, okay, who suddenly say, microchips are good, I love George Bush, I want it, so what, take my rights, and they get this sick look on their face.
Well, he did, and I thought, man, and my friend said, you know, don't get in an argument with him. He grabbed a hold of me and he says, just leave him alone. You know, stay away from him.
Yeah, some of those demons could jump out of the, jump into you or something. You don't want to.
Well,
that guy probably had half of Beelzebub's fleet in train.
You know, I mean, this is hard to believe, Alex, but I mean, when you actually see things like that in person, and I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, some of these people are warped. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Don't you remember trying to expose Bill Clinton to liberals, and they get that same giggle and go, "I love him, I love him, he's my daddy." Other women go, "He's like my father. Shut up, I love him all."
Well, look,
don't talk about him. I associate my power with him.
Don't they read the Bible? You're not supposed to worship any man of any political party, regardless whether it's Republican.
Sure, they got Christian promos running where they play Bush's voice. And he loves you. He helps you. He will defend you. God bless America.
Well, that's going, sick. I mean,
and then Bush's voice, and they go, "He's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."
Well, that's what I'm saying is, I don't care what party they belong to, or whether they're independent or whatever the hell they are. I mean, it's warped. I mean, it's a sacrilege. I mean, what they're doing. You don't worship any man. I mean, a man is flawed. I mean. That's sick.
I appreciate the call. Look, I've experienced it too, okay? And you have to see it to believe it. I know the eyes you looked into. I know the face you looked into. A giggling, laughing fool, a slave who loves it. Hey, being a little kid, there's no responsibility. Just giggle, laugh, it's all funny, ha ha ha. And just ignore the facts that are in your face. I hear you, my friend. Rick in Reno, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir, from Nevada.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, are you going to have Paul Watson put the Kerry speech on prisonplanet.tv as a free play?
Yes. Paul Watson hasn't been on a vacation in 2 years. He is on vacation this week. Yes. We'll find it on the web. Somebody else will put it up. We'll put it on InfoWars. InfoWars.com has been updated this week, as my wife does that. And so that's where you get daily news updates. We've done a year in retrospective, the most out-of-control stories, the Big Brother stories, the New World Order stories of the last year are on Prison Planet right now.
Good. I'm working on this video. You can find it on cspan.org. Right now, that's c-span.org. But you can't download it to your hard drive from C-SPAN. But I've downloaded it to my hard drive because I've got a program that'll do that for you. And I'm making it available now on ndbay.org.
ndbay.org.
Yeah, so that should be up in an hour or two.
And that's Long Devil Kerry saying that, quote, "We will double our special forces to conduct terrorist operations."
Right. Yeah. Now, for the geeks out there that are listening, if you want to get this program, that you can download things to your hard drive, it's called High Download, HIDOWNLOAD, High Download.
Well, why program. Spend your time caring about what people say and being informed? That's kind of Al-Qaeda-ish, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
Don't you know you might go to hell if you don't worship the government?
Yeah, or like the crazy fellow that the last caller just talked about, the idolater.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I got to move quick here. John in Colorado. John, go ahead.
Alex, very quickly, I want to give you an update and make a request, and that'll be it. Update, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, update is WisconsinGunOwners.org. I have posted yesterday a more detailed account of what transpired on July 17th in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So it's a more detailed version.
Is that WisconsinGunOwners.org?
That's correct.
The mass gun confiscation?
Right. There's a more detailed account of it now that's posted on that website.
Well, excellent.
Okay, second point, my request is I'd like to have you consider making a dubbed version of one of your videos, like 9/11 Road to Tyranny, dubbed that in Spanish, because we need to inform the Spanish community about what's going on, because they're like a double-edged sword. They're like fire. It can either work for you or against you.
Well, I've had Portuguese, Spanish in Spain, in Portugal, I've had folks in Latin America want to do that, and I've told folks, hey, if somebody wants to do that, they're welcome to do it, and send me a good digital copy of it, and I'll provide it.
Okay, well, that's all I have. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, sir. Yeah, my wife speaks Spanish and writes Spanish and has a degree in all that stuff. I can barely speak English, as you've noticed, my own language, so I can't do that. I'm so busy, it's kind of a catch-22. I could make incredible films if that's all I did. But then it's a catch-22. I need the radio show to get them out to people and to stay on the cutting edge of information and to keep my focus going. And also, I do all these radio interviews where we really reach a lot of people. And that's why it's up to you folks to help get the videos and get them out to people. Okay, we're going to start the final segment here in a momento. And we'll talk to Austin in Florida, and but it's just a bunch of Sherry, a bunch of other people. We'll see. I got a few other articles I wanted to mention here, too, and maybe plug the videos, but who knows? We'll see what happens on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On Infowars.com right now, we have The Hill. Mainstream news, folks, in your face. And publicly, Wesley Clark and a bunch of other Democrats and congressmen, they mentioned a whole bunch of them in here, saying we'd better think about the draft or have it as a fallback. We've got to be honest with the commitment that we're faced with. We've got about 2 years to fix these shortages before the bill comes due. And they go on, it says Democrats, lawmakers split on military draft. And they're just all these people openly saying we need the draft. But then when you say you're against it, oh, it doesn't exist, you're crazy, we never said it. And a listener said this yesterday, it is true, they sent me the Tennessean News article, a car bomb blew up outside a mall, and I never even heard about it there in Nashville. Let's go to Austin in Florida. Austin, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to make a point to your listeners. I've listened a couple times and heard some people talk about how, you know, these state agencies run roughshod over them, and they come out and they say, how can you do this to me? In the state of Florida, if you look under the Florida Administrative Procedure Code, there are 69 agencies that control your lives or think they can control your life. If somebody would just say, you know, what is the promulgated rules and regulations to the statute that you're trying to impose on me? I want it. And if they don't give it to them, put them on notice. Period. Tell them to get out of your life. You can also tell them, hey, you look, the laws you're trying to enforce are administrative code or administrative law. And to be
But isn't America about being regulated and controlled? I mean, isn't that freedom?
Yeah. Well, in order to be subject to those laws, you have to be involved in an activity that's specified in the administrative code. And typically, they do not show that in the administrative code. And so if you want to stop them dead in their tracks, and the reason why I think I know this, because I used it twice in traffic stops.
I hear you. We're out of time. Call me back on Monday, and we'll talk about it. Let's get Sherry on the air from Texas. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I'll try to be short and sweet because I know we're running out of time. Last night, I found myself thinking it was funny, but it's really scary. Max Cleland, somebody's got to have a tape of this. He says long over and over on the long devil topic. Long, like three or four times with his long eyes talking about Johnny. And then CNN within 30 minutes says their headline is the long, and I wish I knew the long road. Or anyway, keyword long. He kept saying long. And then it was on CNN.
Now, that's like their little joke that they're all on the inside of it, that he's long devil from Skull and Bones.
Right, the little winking at each other, you know. And if I can say something else, a lot of us miss you from 9 to midnight, and we're getting rerun shows here in Austin. I don't know how many people are getting this, but if we're going to get a rerun show, for people that don't get to hear you, have never heard you before, my worry is a lot of people have approached me and called me up about other networks, and I don't want to attack people because I don't think that's what the point is. But division amongst this movement of awakeness say stuff about filling up the 11 to 2 slot.
Well, unfortunately, ma'am, I got to go. The broadcast is basically over, but thanks for the call. Yeah, you can hear my show here in Austin 11 to 2, and if people want it on 11 to 2, it'll be there. If not, it won't be. I personally don't care. That's up to people out there. Okay, if you want to get my videos, folks, the toll-free number to order them, and I hope you'll make the call and get them, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that's 1-888-253-3139. Get my films. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get them out to people. Spread the word. Expose the criminals. 1-888-253-3139. Or as I said, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back on Monday. Hello.